Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
Oh boy, do we ever. Oh, yeah. Are we at the inspirational and respected ones?
If they're listening, that's why they're listening.
Because they respect us.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're just waiting to hear like a story about anal. I don't know.
I mean,
we have not talked about sex in so long.
There might be a reason for that.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Let's talk about you barfing again.
Really? I think we tackled it.
Well, considering...
Didn't we tackle it?
How am I to remember?
I don't know anything. I just know that I don't know how I get drunk so fast. I don't know. I don't know what is... And I should get a blood test. What is wrong with
I don't think there's anything wrong with being drunk fast.
In a drink? Do you roofie me? Imagine you...
I actually feel roofied right now.
Yes, my point.
Yeah, I like it though.
Well, I
love feeling drugged.
We got to take a minute. I can't keep drinking.
Okay.
Want some?
Yeah.
Or should I finish it? My husband's just like, I'll have a glass of wine. I'm like, I'm drunk.
That's really fun. You know what? That saves calories.
And it saves if hangovers. I get drunk, I can't have sex.
Oh, that's great news. I was wondering if you had sex on Saturday night.
I have my period for 100 days.
Okay, good, yeah.
And I'm not doing that.
I kind of thought that because your husband did something nice for you. I forgot you had prayed. Your husband did something nice for you.
No, if
and
I
then
drink,
you were sitting on his lap. You guys had a drink. No. And I noticed that he wasn't drinking much. So I thought that he was thinking he wanted to be sober because he wanted to do it.
I'm not
and
having
be good
sex
at it.
With anyone drunk, just so you know.
Yeah, but I know. So
it just takes too long if he drinks.
That's why. But I noticed he wasn't filling his
does
glass.
Does that for men everywhere?
Just sometimes it doesn't happen. And I'm like, I don't care. Good. Let's stop.
I'm like, you know what? It has been 7 minutes.
Yeah.
It's too long. I'm joking. In 7 minutes.
That's more than
yeah, it is. But it takes like it can be like 40 minutes.
40 minutes in your vagina?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's not even real.
That's real.
How do you walk? 40 minutes? Yeah. That is so, boring.
It's so long.
That
it's
is
all. It's everywhere.
Are you like all? What do you mean
everywhere?
Up in the sky. Oh, they want to try everything, right? When they're dressed, because they're not worried they're going to come fast, so they're like, "Let's do gymnastics."
Exactly.
Yes, and I'm like, "Okay, I'm going to be a good wife." And then I'm like, "Are you?" And then I feel.
And then you're like, "You know what?"
And then if they don't, like, sometimes they're too drunk to come, and you're like, "We did all fucking that and you didn't."
But you know
even,
what? It does count.
It totally counts. Just they put it in their.
But then
thing.
They're like, "Oh, guess what? You do that now. We can always do that." No,
I know.
We don't always do that.
It's a huge disaster.
You know what I mean? No, that's
sex once a year.
I can't do drunk. I've done a few.
So, but your husband wasn't drinking. That
he
much
loves
wine.
When I get because I'll often just like sure.
Yeah, I
come
know.
On. Yeah, good time.
Yeah. I drank red wine last night.
You had sex last night.
I
had to.
I didn't have to, but it was the right thing to do when I was going away.
Yeah, good for you. I like was in the bathroom, like still have my period. I basically good yelled it. I yelled it. I was like, yeah, I still have it. There's not even a possibility. Not even. There's not
what
even
in the shower.
No, I'm not in the mood.
You'd have to be so horny for
I've
that,
done,
right?
I've done the shower too many times.
Oh
you know?
Wow, yeah. Yes, yes.
You get me drunk and it just happens.
I gave a blowjob last night.
The whole thing.
I don't know. It's
like the whole, like start to finish.
Yeah.
Why?
Can I tell you something honestly?
Okay, can we just stop for it? Let's, you know what? Girl chat, confessions. Here we go. Do you have sex and then give a blowjob?
Ew! Ew, it's so gross. My vagina on his penis? I don't want to eat my vagina.
You're such a liar.
I know I'm not. Why would I give a blowjob after sex?
Well, so you do it. Okay. So what happened?
Wait, hold on. Wait. Why would I give a blowjob after sex?
Well, because you do all the things all the time.
I would never, like, if we've had sex, we're done.
You have to go wash them.
No, it's, no.
Oh,
once we have sex, it's over. No, I'm going to bed.
Once it enters, it's over.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's no back out and play around.
No! Get back out and, no way.
Really? Oh,
sex is the finale.
That was, okay.
Sex is a
so
finale.
The plane lands when the plane's descending. It's yeah, over.
That's his
it's
only,
landing.
That's,
it's not going back up again.
That is his only chance to make it happen.
So you have to play around a lot before, or not at all.
I like just going right for gold. I'm like sticking in. Let's go. And if I'm not in the mood, I'll just turn around and go. Go ahead.
Not up your ass.
Not yet.
Oh, you're getting there.
Well, I tried something.
Okay, go ahead. Let's go.
I really don't think I'm made for it. Is my asshole really
what
tight?
What did you try?
Wasted. Is this going on Instagram? Yeah, IGTV. Okay.
Maybe we'll stop.
Okay.
Do balls up your ass. Did you do the balls? We can't use those now.
You know what? There's this thing.
Okay, like a dildo.
But it's small.
For your ass. A bullet.
Yeah. Okay. How do you know?
Oh. Keep going. Okay. What are you thinking?
And it's,
we're 10?
And it's got a ring, like, because you can hold on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you don't want to lose
it.
And
it's got bumpy things on it. Doesn't go.
When am I ever going to get to
you
a place
need to relax it a bit more? Start with a finger, two fingers, three fingers. No, I'm just
it's
joking.
It's small.
I know. So it's mine. You got to rip it. I don't know.
Rip my asshole?
So, fun story.
Can you stretch out your asshole and then you get leaky bum?
Well, you stretch out your vagina. Yeah.
He planted the seed. So one night, these two guys come in from London, where my friend went to university, and I end up totally
London, hooking. Ontario, by yeah. the way, not London, England. But yeah, I like that.
Totally
flew in from London. No,
he did not.
He drove in
his shitty car.
Yeah,
because we had met earlier that year, and actually, like, had sex the night that we met.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
okay.
I saw he had a girlfriend. It's fine. I saw him at a restaurant, and our eyes locked. And it was just the chemistry.
Lust at first sight.
So he got rid of his girlfriend. We did it. And then he came back to Toronto.
He got rid of his girlfriend that night.
That night. But he didn't break up with her.
He's like, sorry, you gotta go. I'm gonna have sex. I'll get back to you.
It's a little more complex, more outrageous than that. He went home after a night at the bar.
Uh-huh.
And when she was asleep, he came to where I was without his shoes on to do it.
Oh my, have you talked to him since?
No, I found him on Instagram. Like, no, I'm basically no. I still live in London.
Do you think you would have like eyes?
Oh, I wouldn't have eyes for him anymore. Do you think he sees me? Probably. He's got a wife and kids. He probably knows who I am.
Oh my God. Let's just do a drive by and see if you lock eyes.
But in London, Ontario, things didn't work out quite the way I imagined for him. He was very handsome, but it Yeah. So it didn't pan out. You know when they don't get more handsome when they get older?
Okay.
You know, like less handsome? So anyways, oh God, what if his wife's listening to this? He's very handsome.
They don't know who, that you slept. Everyone in London is going to go, did you sleep with Natalie? And I don't mean London, England. I mean London, Ontario.
So he throws the rocks at my window. But we're doing it in my house, okay? My friend is passed out downstairs.
Where's your mom?
With the other guy. She's out of town. She's at a cottage, okay?
Dangerous.
So in the back of my mind, I hear the rocks being thrown, but we're doing it. So I kind of ignore it. I'm probably drunk too, you know? All of a sudden, he walks up.
How'd he get in?
The doors were open, of course. We'd been drinking outside, came upstairs, me and him went upstairs to do it. Natalie. Okay, this guy is probably, my boyfriend is probably 5'9".
The boy you're sleeping with or your boyfriend?
The guy that I'm in bed with is 6'5".
Oh, no.
So he stands up.
With his wanky, his boner.
Okay.
Did he have a boner?
I don't
Was
remember.
He naked with a boner?
We run out past the boyfriend outside of the house. My friend and her and the other guy wake up and we're like, everybody out. We run into the car.
You're all naked.
We threw on some clothes.
Natalie. So you're pound town. Like, are you in
I'm wearing his shirt. Like, he doesn't have a shirt. Like,
So you didn't get naked to have sex. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was naked at the time. But I guess when I heard him go, Natalie, on the stairs, I grabbed clothes. We grabbed clothes. And I was scared. So I said to my friend and the other guy, I go, everybody out, get out.
Did he see you run down the stairs?
Yep. And we left the house and we drove off to a park and waited there. Until I thought he was going to be gone.
And he wasn't gone.
So my friend goes, let's go drive by your house and see if he's still there. And there was a white Mercedes, that's what he drove, just trolling the neighborhood, looking for me.
Did you die?
And he pulls over and he sees my friend in the car looking. And she goes, when you see Natalie, can you tell her to come home? So she comes, she's like, he's not leaving. You have to go home and face this.
No, I would have made you come to my house, just so you know. I would have everyone in my house. Leave that fucker alone. We're out of here. Just so you know, that's terrible, friend.
So scared.
What a terrible friend.
I was like, I got to deal with this. So the boys get in the car, drive back to London. I walk
in. Did he finish or no?
No.
So he's off with blue balls. So he drove down, got caught having sex with a girl.
Yeah.
Got it. And he has a boner.
Yeah, but the next week I took a bus down there and went and stayed with him for the weekend.
So you made up for it.
I made up for it. So I get home and he's there and he's sitting there like a dad. Like a dad.
And you're like, we're done.
No, I was like, I didn't want to break up because I was like, I'm sorry. Like I
didn't mean to. I don't know what happened.
I had no explanation. Like I did not know what to do, but he wasn't leaving. And he was basically like,
did you have sex with him that night?
No.
He
was so mad.
Oh, did he leave, stay over?
He's, you know, he hung out there for a while and he was just like, you know, basically, I think that he basically was like, I think it's time we take this relationship more serious.
Oh,
but I don't know if you're mature enough to do
we
that.
We need to educate our girls about this. This is not okay.
If older.
You have a winky in you, you are not ready to get more serious.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
That'll be the reward, and you'll invite all the strippers over.
My husband has to get a magic hat.
Yeah, he's getting his magic hat today.
Or a magic stick, not for my vag.
I got the magic stick. No, he is going to pull out his magic stick.
I have not been horny at all.
Oh, my God.
I'm actually the opposite of horny. I'm actually like, why? I really love you, but why?
Okay, well, this is, okay, so are they going to be okay with this? Because I don't see a change.
Are you there too? No. Like, are you sleeping?
Are you kidding? I have no desire.
Me neither. Maybe I'm my vagina's COVID depressed.
You know how like some people don't have taste and smell? We don't have horn.
No. This is a great mom truth.
No, it doesn't. It's not.
COVID, my vagina's COVID.
I don't even think it's still alive. It's just this thing between my legs or in the front. We're not sure. But it's just this thing.
Thank God it's not just
God,
me.
No.
Thank God we brought this.
But are those husbands going to be okay with this? I mean, I know we shouldn't really care about them, but.
I just feel like I'm like the thought of taking off clothes is like.
And skin then, to skin?
And performing. I don't know. I don't know about this anymore.
I actually feel like if I were to do it, it wouldn't even be good. So. So like,
you'd be like, oh, this is fun.
No.
But pretend. You'd have to say it. You would never say. You'd never lie.
No. Oh, I mean,
would
I don't
you
want
lie?
To. And like right now?
Yeah.
I'd probably be so bad.
Yeah, but they don't. They do not see bad.
Yeah.
They do not see bad.
And but they're like, oh, you're not attracted to me?
Yeah.
I'm fucking attracted to you. Come on.
But just I fucking called you, 10.
Yeah.
I'm married to you. Exactly. Yeah, I'm not attracted to you. You're a grown-ass man. Some days I am not attracted to you factually.
I did get horny for a guy on Instagram. So I guess it's alive.
Whoa.
Well, he's...
Like horny, like you wanted to sleep with him.
Actually, I didn't even think about it. I just looked at his beautiful face.
So now you're pretending.
No, I just lied. But I you know what?
Lied.
I'm going to, in the next 24 hours, I'm going to try and take him to bed in my mind, and I'll let you know if anything comes alive.
So you're going to spank bank him?
Yeah. I'll see if it works.
Okay.
Like if it electrifies and like wakes me up, like crotch rockets, I'll let you know. You know, it's crazy. I looked at his face, his body. I thought he was so hot. I never even thought about his penis.
Ooh, something is up. You know, I believe that the toll of COVID is on the vagina. I do believe that. I really do believe the monotony has really affected the bedroom.
What? I haven't even thought about my crush in so long.
Your crush. So your vagina is dead. That's okay. Mine is too. You know what? It's a phase. It's resting up for 2020. It's just on a quiet rest. It is going to fucking pounce out of that pants in 2021.
I might be like losing my virginity.
It's you. The year, like, year of the pounce.
I think it's sealing up.
Yeah.
Sealing.
You know what? We're born again.
We're going to. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. We're born again.
Yeah.
It's going to be the year of the pounce. So like,
oh, 2021?
You know, there's the year of the tiger. You're like, it's the year of the pounce.
Yeah. I'm going to be like.
The pussy pounce.
I won't even need to do cardio. I'll just be constantly pussy pouncing around town.
Pussy pouncing.
With my husband. Of course. Of course.
Yeah, because he'll go like, whoa, you. And then you go, babe, let's pussy pounce. And then you pounce on his dick.
Yeah, and then just like hop on and start pouncing. And then it's over and then you pounce away. Yeah, back to your TV show.
Oh my God. That's great. Thank God you're the same. If you were like, oh God, no, COVID's making me horn.
Oh my God,
No. No.
Good.
COVID does to our sex drive what COVID does to people's taste buds. The same thing.
Get ready for a mom truth on this on Friday. Y'all heard it first. I love this for us. I think we just need to normalize the non-horn.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everyone's normalizing shit.
Yeah.
Normalize.
Yeah.
Vagina. You know, vagina hiatus. Yes. It's a vagina hiatus.
It's an unprecedented time for vaginas all over the world.
Oh, good.
And it's going to get worse before it gets better.
We're going to pause and do mom truth. Hold on.
You know, part of life is you just got to have fun and be loose. Hey.
Hello.
Hey, babe, are you in a meeting?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Okay, Nat and I have an important thing to talk to you about.
What social media am I on right now?
Our podcast, but we, Nat and I need to buy real estate for a nursing home where we will have strippers be their caretakers.
And entertainers.
Good fucking buy.
No, come on, babe. I'm being serious.
It's a real estate poll.
It's
here,
actually
babe.
Already starting. People are doing it, and we had the idea first. So they would be like stripper size, not exercise class.
He likes it. He's laughing.
He likes it. You think it's a good idea, don't you?
No, I'm this has been recorded, so I'm not going to.
Babe,
feel the wrath
just
of
is,
my true answer to
could
you.
Could it be a good idea? Yes or no?
Do senior women get their libido back or something?
Yes. Like, yes, they do. Back? Yes.
Because
you know what? It's because they don't.
Because married women in their, I won't say your ages group, I don't see any interest in strippers or interest in men.
No. Here's the thing, babe. It's because they can't do anything. They just watch. They pretend. They're like, woo.
To have like long-lasting relationships and build houses together.
No,
they're just there for the fun.
They're just watching someone serve them a sausage on a platter.
Your problem is doing something.
We're having a really hard time overall in this business and in relationships with follow-through, with execution. We need some help with execution.
Could we just put it on the record that I'm here running a meeting?
Sorry. Okay, babe. You know what? We're going to execute something tonight in 7 minutes. Okay.
7 minutes?
Yeah. 7 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pressure's on.
Yeah.
1 minute longer than normal.
How many minutes?
How many minutes longer than normal?
So that's 4 minutes longer than normal.
Okay.
So he can do it in three.
You want to do it in three? Seven or three? Your choice.
Just trying to follow the advice of your previous.
Okay. 7 minutes, babe. I'm going to put a timer. Are you up for the challenge of 7 minutes tonight?
A long time. Nobody wants to be sitting there dealing with this a long time.
It's true.
Can you guys live stream it?
Babe, I love you. 7 minutes tonight. Got it? You got 7 minutes.
Well, listen, it's been a few weeks, so 7 minutes. So there's plenty of time.
I love you.
You're such a good guy, babe. Love you.
Bye. Okay, we have the confirmation. I'll let you know how 7 minutes go. Wait. You're gonna try to.
I'll do it.
Seven minutes.
Okay, so I'm going to the theater tonight.
Seven minutes.
Home. 7 minutes.
None of this.
I'll text you before I do it. Okay.
Okay. 7 minutes. None of this. Like woo okay. woo. No. Seven. Yeah. No tassels. Okay. Balls.
7 minutes.
7 minutes.
Like, so do I just let him in quick?
What? Why would you want to do anything else?
Okay. No.
What else do you want to do?
Like him on the top. Me. Like.
What? Doesn't matter.
Okay.
So you have seven. It's a challenge. The 7 minute challenge.
Okay, everybody. I'd like you to comment below about how your 7 minute challenge went.
That's the thing. Yeah, don't be offended to get things done more efficiently. Pretend it's your kids getting their shoes on at the door. Yeah. You don't sit and chit-chat to them. You get the plan done. Sex, same thing. You know what? You're there to have sex. You're not there to chit-chat.
Wait a second. Isn't it called 7 minutes in heaven?
Thank you. That's the closet. That's heavy petty.
Minutes?
I know. So long.
Ew, that's a long
we
time.
We really did learn, didn't we? I make it three minutes in heaven.
I mean, I never did it. You did, not me.
I didn't do 7 minutes in heaven.
You did that.
I didn't.
You played that game.
Not really.
Well, not really or not at all.
I was afraid of penises when I was.
Are you kidding? So was I.
Yeah, they called me something. They called me like cock fear.
Yeah, no.
Cockophobia. Cockophobia.
Listen. I never wanted to touch it.
And everyone was like, I touched it. I'm like, crow.
Gross.
Like,
I
was.
I know. I'm
like,
so with
I
you.
I did not. Like, I'd go to the parties and pretend I was so drunk I would pass out on this light. I would just pretend I wasn't even drunk.
Yeah, I used to pour beer out in the bathroom.
Yeah. And then I'd lie on the floor and pretend I was drunk
oh
and passed
God,
out. So
oh
no one,
God.
So no one would bother me. You know what I mean? I'd be like this. And then I hear everyone talking and I just pretend to be asleep on the floor. Pretend to be drunk.
So drunk.
Where were you?
Everywhere. Parks and apartments. Everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah, totally. I pretended.
Well, there's that waist case again. Yeah, yeah. Passed out.
Meanwhile, I was sober. I just didn't want to touch penises. And they're not going to play that game. They always just sit in circles and touch each other. Weird.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a game. I forget. You took a drink and then you touched and Joe, basically orgies.
What grade?
7, 8.
See, I went to a girls' school.
Heavy petting, let me tell you, it was a thing. And I would drink, pretend to drink, and just lie on the floor.
That's really smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretend drunk. I'm so wasted. Now I just get really wasted for real.
Yeah, just 2 drinks will do it.
I know. So that's the thing, Nat.
I know.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Encourage my kids to take a bend rather than a hard right. Like, take a little bend.
It also takes confidence to get to bend.
You just bend it. Don't actually, like, don't
it, like, back.
Put a toe on it. Mm-hmm. Put a toe on it. Mm-hmm. Push it a little bit and then come back.
And my poor Teddy, because that's how I, you know, how we are and how I am. And he just looks at me all the time and goes, "You're so wrong. You're so wrong."
Why are you wrong?
I'm wrong because I'm not playing by the rules.
What rules?
Exactly.
No, but like what? Like Max can't get over that I swear on TikTok.
Yeah,
I'm swear. Like, everybody swears on TikTok, and it's my TikTok, and I'm a grown-up. He's like, "But you swear so much." And I'm like, "I don't."
Okay.
I do.
Just you're so wrong. Just like, I can't think of it now. Oh, he is obsessed if I drive on my own street. It's a quiet, dead end if I don't have my seatbelt on. "Mom, you're supposed to be the example. You're so wrong."
Oh, right, example. But
turn down the music so loud. You're so wrong.
Oh, he likes saying you're so wrong now.
Because he has other moms who he thinks are so right.
Oh, that's a phase.
Yeah.
That's just like a phase. Yeah. And then he's going to come around and be like, or he might be a rule follower and just roll his eyes
at you. But I'm like, "You're so lucky that you have a wrong mom." You know what I mean?
Yeah, everyone wants what they don't have.
"You're so lucky I'm your mom." Like, you're going to realize that one day.
Yeah, you're so lucky that I'm such a weirdo.
Yeah, and I'm so
or
fun.
They're going to marry the most
straight edge.
Yes.
Good.
Straight.
Just to bring a little bit of control back to the world.
Yeah. Just like my world was so out of control.
Yeah.
You know, just so you know, if you are so straight edge, your kid, like, there's no right or wrong.
Oh, he's going to be so afraid. He's going to bring home a nice proper girl and he's going to be like, "Mom, please just don't be wrong.
Don't fart.
Don't fart. Don't burp. Don't swear. Don't talk to her about, like, he's going to be like, "Mom, please, please, please."
Yeah, yeah, no, totally. But every kid thinks there's something wrong with their mom.
You're going to be like, "Susan, put on your fucking seatbelt back there. Susan.
Susan.
I don't know.
Carol, get your fucking, Carol."
No, it will be Ella or, like, Ava.
Oh, okay.
You know, or, like, Harper or something.
Okay, got it.
That's what they're called now.
That's what they're called.
That's what the kids are called now. Not Carol and Susan.
Claire?
Claire?
Claire.
There's a couple Claires.
Yes, I can see them with Claire and Teddy.
Oh, Claire. Claire, put on your fucking seatbelt. I'm going to go speeding now. I'm not going to wear my seatbelt.
Like, she's going to have a proper name.
Yeah.
Like, Claire, Jane, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Like, 17 names.
Yeah.
Claire,
Finkelstein
Jane,
the third.
Goldstein the third.
Yeah.
And she's going to cross her legs when she, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. She
and
goes to manners. Private school.
And manners.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? She's like, "Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Telfer Thompson."
Yeah, exactly.
Telfer Thompson. Like, it's Mrs. fucking Telfer. Got it?
And she,
I didn't take my husband's name. That bullshit.
Yeah.
Fuck that, bitch.
You what?
I'm sorry. Sorry, is this your mansion I'll be dropping you off at? Okay, Teddy, go swim in her pool.
Yeah, oh, he's moving in.
Yeah, keep your dick in.
Do you know what I said to Alexis one night? What? She was going out. I was on speakerphone with Mark. And she was going out. She called me. She was going out. And I was like, and she was going out with a guy. I'm like, don't forget to use protection. And she was dying.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just want to remind you, wrap it up if you get out. If you're getting it in, wrap it up.
Wrap
it
up. Yeah.
Wrap that shit up.
I drop off Teddy at his girlfriend's mansion. Keep your dick in your pants, Ted. No, I don't want to be a grandma.
Or if you rip it out, wrap it up.
And the mom and the nanny, everyone's there like, what is going on?
Yes, hanging out here. It's a joint.
Yeah.
You're going to rip it in. Wrap it up, kid.
And then I have like a Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Yeah, totally. Teddy, masturbated this morning. Can you imagine?
Oh, he's just going to kill me as he gets older.
It's going to be so fun.
Oh, can't wait.
It's going to be so fun.
Yeah. We're going to,
You know what I mean? He's going to wear, he's going to press his pants on his dates.
Yeah. Totally. Teddy's going to be like, is that what you're wearing to my graduation?
I'm like, yeah. They're fucking spandex. Yeah. What do you want about it?
Yeah.
And you're going to have camel toe?
Oh, yeah. No, he also doesn't like it when I wear, dresses are too short and stuff. Mom, you're a mom. Oh, what?
Watch me bend over.
Yeah.
Watch me.
And then when I make the cleavage with that big bra. Mom, cover that up. Ew. Okay. Well, I think it looks good. Thank you. You're wrong. So wrong.
I love it.
God.
What did your husband do? Your husband signed up for Teddy's wife.
Yeah, yes. He's like, to Claire.
But thank God he's rolled with Claire. God he is not. He wants Claire a little bit, but he's not like, he likes his naughty wife.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He doesn't want Claire anymore.
I don't know how those two marks. How did they know this was forever? I mean,
they were hoping for Claire's.
Yeah, okay.
They want a Claire. Oh, we were Claire for a minute.
Yeah.
We really tricked the shit out of them,
We full roasted what, Cornish hens?
Huh?
The chickens, those things you did, the small ones, what are they called?
Capons.
Okay.
now he doesn't even get a fucking meal.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, he's like, what's for dinner? I'm like, I don't know. It's in the cupboard. What do you mean, what's for dinner?
Yeah,
I work too.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why am I making dinner? Because I'm home. I'm not really home.
Yeah.
It's an imagination trick.
Yeah. And the kids are like, should we leave some extra for dad? I'm like, no, eat till you're full.
Yeah, eat, babe.
He can get a slice.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? He's got hands and a dick. He can make his own food.
Yes. Because you need a dick to make food.
I mean, I don't know. I've got a vag. Why am I making it? You have a dick. That's what I'm going to start saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you're so proud of it.
Yeah.
So what, does it have superpowers to make dinner and stuff?
I'm pregnant. You know what? You're a dick and not pregnant.
Yeah.
Go make it.
Yeah.
No, I think they really did marry Claire and they got their ass handed to them. They were like, whoopsies. You know what that was?
What's our name now?
Us?
Yes.
You don't like Carol anymore?
No. That's for, so I went from Claire to Carol.
No. Oh, Carol was proper. Oh, now we're fucking like Slutty Anna or something.
Yeah.
Like something like really naughty. Like
Sapphire.
That's kind of cute.
Oh, no, sorry. That's Saffron.
Well, that's no. More like.
It's got to be an S, like Sasha Fierce.
No, like Sleazy Susie.
No. She has to have a real name.
Yeah, Susie.
No, Susie's not naughty.
Yes, it is. Sleazy Susie. She? Yeah. Oh, fuck it. It's Sleazy Susie.
Well, now they got Naughty Natty.
Now they've got Naughty Natty. And I don't know. Fucking.
And Catastrophic Cat.
That's more like.
Cassie. Cassie Cat.
I'm just Bad Cat.
Bad Cat. Bad Cat, Naughty Nat. I like that. Bad Cat, Naughty Nat. That's going to be our next series.
I swear, I think he thinks I'm going to change one day. It's only going more downhill fast.
No.
You know?
I'm going to be the naughtiest grandma out there.
If we didn't make money, I think he might leave me. You know, like he might go look for Carol.
Yeah.
Or like Claire.
Yeah.
What would he
say? Like, I mean, it's not that I hate you. It's just you're not
like
what I expected.
Like if I just sat around and like picked my vag or like, you know what I mean?
What does picking your vag?
I don't know. Like play with your ball. Like if I just sat there and like.
Did nothing?
Ate bonbons and stuff.
Yeah. You think he'd leave?
I think he wouldn't be impressed.
Yeah, but you'd have dinner ready when he got home.
Would I?
Yeah, you would.
Would I?
Claire always has dinner ready.
Huh. Would I be a vixen in the bedroom?
Nope.
Okay, got it. Would I wear heels?
No.
Never.
No.
So I would just make
it. You don't leave the house.
Oh, Claire just...
Yeah, she makes dinner and cleans. She cleans.
I would have cleaned.
She cleans.
I never have been a cleaner. Okay. Would I organize the linen closet?
Well, you'd have nothing else to do.
I don't have a linen closet, by the way. Do you have a linen closet?
Yeah, I do.
I don't have one.
Where do you put your linens?
everywhere.
What do you mean?
Underneath the sinks.
Wait, and no. Where do you put your sheets?
In the laundry room underneath the sink.
That's your linen closet.
That's not a linen closet. That's where also everything. It's just.
Do you get any linen closet in your house?
I don't know if I want one.
You need one.
Yes, I'm getting a linen. Stupid linen closet.
No, but it's just. It's not like a cute thing. It's just a place to put the linens.
Well, what if you don't have a big house? Where do the linens go?
I guess under the sink in the laundry room.
Sally.
Nothing's better than listening to a podcast of someone that you respect and inspires you potentially, or shows you different ways of looking at things. Because I think if we all talked a little bit more without worrying about like having to stare someone face to face, the things that we would share with each other would bring so much insight and like comfort to you as a person. Because we know that the more and more we hear people's stories, the more we realize that there's so much going on that people just don't talk about.
Oh boy, do we ever. Oh, yeah. Are we the inspirational respected ones?
If they're listening, that's why they're listening,
because they respect us.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're just waiting to hear like a story about anal. I don't know.
I mean,
we have not talked about sex in so long.
Might be a reason for that.
Okay, we just not do it anymore.
We just don't do it. Quit.
Feel like we could.
So I don't get me started. Let's you know what? On the next podcast, let's dive in deep a little bit more to the idea of sex in a relationship.
It's the weather. It's cold.
Oh, okay, because I'm so horny in the summer.
That's cool.
It's too sweaty.
At least
then.
You're in your bathing suit.
Yeah. Okay.
Like one less layer.
Oh, just walking around in my bathing suit, wanting it to be ripped off.
No, I'm just saying it's one less step.
Mm.
This is.
Do you have more sex in the summer than the winter?
No, I'm just curious. I have different excuses.
My bathing suit's wet, my itchy cooch.
Yeah, no, this is just like, I feel like summer. Okay, if I was to think of sex, I would think of summer.
Oh.
No, not for me. Like vacation.
Not for me. See, some people would think winter, like warm vacations, time to do it. Maybe by the fire.
Vacations.
I'm
on the fire with my children. Oh, yeah. Let me get my bearskin rug out.
You're seeing Hallmark. If they had sex, they would do it all the time because they have all the most romantic moments.
Well, I would, if I was in a Hallmark movie, I'd have sex too, all the time. I'm not in a Hallmark movie.
They just create opportunities for sex and then don't kiss.
If you were,
it's the biggest cock tease out there.
If you were to think about sex,
good one. Where would it be?
Hot or cold? Are you by a fire? Or are you on a beach on a vacation with tequila in your hand?
I'm in bed. Okay, I'm in bed.
Always in bed.
Yeah.
I am never in bed. Yeah, I'm when I'm thinking of sex.
Oh, and I'm like, do you have sex in bed?
Yeah.
Where are you?
In my closet. Shh, come in my closet.
Oh,
it's so tight in here. Come on, let's go. Let's open the blinds a bit.
Oh, where am I having it?
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely with a stranger.
I mean.
You know that for sure.
I mean,
I literally barely know his name.
I might not know his name. I said the word sex. Where is it?
Okay.
Right now.
Okay, I am poolside in a cabana with closed curtains in Vegas.
Thank you. That's all I was looking for. So you are hot by a pool in a bathing suit.
Yeah. Well, there's lots of fans. I'm not sweating. Like, I'm not stinking it up. I'm like very cool. Like, it's like I have a mister on me.
Like, really, he just pulls the bathing suit to the side, sticks it in you. Are you naked? I guess it did, depending on the day.
Okay.
Maybe Sunday it just pulls it to the side.
Yeah, no.
You've never done that.
I'm decorating the inside of the cabana right now. With like,
I just gave you spank bank. I can't believe I just did that.
This one time.
No.
I'm just kidding.
You're not kidding.
I know. It was Miami.
Was I there?
It wasn't me. And it wasn't you.
This one time.
So we went, it's a long story. You guys have to come. We're going to dive into this a little more.
This is a sex story not for you. You didn't do this.
Mm-mm, but someone else did. And I saw them because they didn't close the curtains.
Oh, they wanted an audience. Mm-hmm. Do you want an audience? In your fantasy?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I have to make
just
sure,
me
make
and
sure,
the stranger.
Make sure I'm not there.
No, you're not there.
Yeah, I do not
no,
want to be
there.
You
would stop me. You'd be like, you don't even know this guy.
No, I wouldn't. I'd just be like, close the fucking curtains, Natalie. I can hear you.
All right.
You like that for you, eh?
Yep.
Are you drunk?
I'm definitely like buzzed, not sloppy drunk.
Stay tuned for part two of this.
Come to the next podcast. We're going to Miami.
We're going to, I can't wait to hear the story. Oh, God.
I mean, it's not that good. But it could have been a lot better.
I had someone who had sex at my wedding behind a tree.
I love that.
And it wasn't a tree. It was a seedling. You know what? Stay tuned. And
what
everyone's
the fuck is a seedling?
A tree.
I know the story.
That's a seedling. Like a tree that's not developed yet.
She bent over.
Well, you know what?
Actually, I've never asked the positioning of this.
Let's get the whole story, yeah. Okay? You know, we'll deep dive into some crazy
public
ass
sex. Share your stories.
Let me wrap it up. Hold on. Guys, thank you for subscribing, for your reviews, for listening, and all that you're doing. Like I say, we take this. This is my favorite. And
yes, it's, you did this conclusion before.
Okay, good. And then we talked about sex. Go fuck yourselves.
That too.
Okay, let's go eat and have a Diet Pepsi. Oh, yes. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Thanks, yes. Good. Leave 5 stars. Bye.